Get back cooked milk in it.
Fine. So we basically just were trying to get the Riva to figure out how he's different from the Ran. So the basic difference is, I guess they said they both sound similar because they both say that if it's a mitzvah which is on you, you must do. No shlichus, then you say le. But if you keep the shliach, then you say al. But when they get down to particulars, they differ. So, for instance, by Ner Chanukah, the Ran says that that's not really shlichus. It's not considered shlichus because really it's a din on the household, and the household has the light, and there's no shliach. It's not about shlichus. Shliach doesn't even work. It's chiyuv is on the unit of the Ben Bayis, and they have to in the household, the home, you know, people live in the house, and they have to do it. So therefore, that's not shlichus. Therefore, you say le. Whereas the Riva holds apparently that is that you could use shliach by an Ner Chanukah, you could use a shliach, and therefore he has to explain also why do you say le? So he says, oh, you say le because in general people like to do it on their own because they love the miracle, and therefore they usually light on their own. So since they light on their own, you could say le. That's one difference, which you said is difficult because who cares what in general they do? Who cares in general what they do? Okay, and then also another difference is, and similar to that is he says by Hallel, the Riva says that Hallel, even though technically you don't have to answer, you can just really listen, you can use a shliach, but he says the mitzvah is to answer, for you to do it also. So he says, since that's the mitzvah, so therefore also you should say that. So again, what do you mean the mitzvah? But halachically, you're not obligated to, you're only obligated to really listen, and he's a shliach. So who cares what the mitzvah is? Who cares that you're supposed to? And then also, so another difference is about by Truma. By Truma, in theory, you can use a shliach, so therefore you should say al. But it's not true. The Ran says you say lev, because the real essence of Truma is in your das, in what you're thinking, and that you're separating in your mind. And that separation really can't be with a shliach. That's the essence of the mistake, can't be with a shliach. So therefore you say lev, you have to do that. But the Riva seems to say al. So it seems to say al because that is shlichas. Because that is shlichas. So if that's the case, so that's another difference. So let's go on to do that. So, besides the fact that there are a lot of other further difficulties in the Riva, we decided that the best way to proceed here would be to first try to figure out the Riva's theory based upon comparing him with Ran, and then we'll try to nail out the rest of the points in the Riva. Okay, so maybe let's actually if you remember when we were doing the Ran, originally we didn't understand the Ran by Ner Chanukah and by Truma. Because we said is that the Rav Papi's old idea was that the Shevach, if you remember, so you don't have to remember, but it was like giving Shevach on the institution itself. Right? So on the Tzivoy, whatever the mitzvah is. And if the mitzvah is upon you, so then you say Le. If the mitzvah is not upon you, you say Al. Right? Nothing to do with Shliach, not Shliach. It just goes by the abstract nature of the mitzvah. When the mitzvah relates to you, when you are commanded, when you're commanded in the mitzvah, you say le, and when you aren't, you say al. Whereas Rav Papa's idea was no, that it goes by kiddushanu mitzvah, so that the bracha, the shevach and bracha doesn't just reflect the abstract mitzvah, but it reflects the kedusha of the mitzvah. And we said in kedusha of mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs which demand that you act, and then there are mitzvahs which involve responsibilities, not necessarily actions. Right? So two different ways in which mitzvahs engage you. And therefore the Shevach reflects the nature of the way in which the mitzvahs engage you and get perfect you. So he said, so wait a second, so what about by Ner Chanukah? The mitzvah engages you through via responsibility. It doesn't demand that you act, you don't have to act. Anyone in the household could lie. Right? So bottom line is So who cares? I mean, bottom line is, it's not the mitzvah which engages my actions and perfects me through me acting, but it engages me through a responsibility. I have to make sure there's a candle in my house. Right? That was the way it seemed at first sight. So he said, so he explained, no, the Ran's not just going, the Ran's not just saying, how does the mitzvah practically engage you on like a practical perfection level? But it rather, it goes by the abstract, the halachic structure of the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah one which could be done via shlichus, by agency, or must it be done? Is it, or it must be done by he who upon whom the chiyuv was devolved, the obligation devolved? And we said is that since by Minhag Chanukah the chiyuv falls upon the household can't give it out. Okay, even though it doesn't fall upon me; it falls on the unit of household. And the structure is that it falls on household, and household must do it, and it doesn't lend itself to shlichas. So even though a particular individual may not be engaged in the mitzvah on a personal, active level, but the nature of the halachic structure is one which is not really, it demands a ma'isa, and does not lend itself to a service, sending it out through an agent. So he says, the Ran, we took a step back, and we said, when the Ran's saying is that if Papa's going by the Kedusha of the mitzvah, he doesn't mean, like, literally the perfection that a given person gets from the mitzvah, but it goes by the nature of how the halachic mitzvah is structured. Does it demand a ma'isa, an action, or is it just demand a responsibility? Okay, and again, the abstract structure of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah demands an action. An action by the household. Now again, even though perfection is a particular phenomenon, and each given particular person does not have to act. And on the contrary, each person relates to it in a manner of a responsibility, but still, the structure of the mitzvah, it goes by the halachic structure of the mitzvah, not by the practicalities of the perfection. Okay? And as we showed in the Ran, is that even though he's introducing Kedusha, it is, so to speak, a halachified idea of the Kedusha. Is that there's a structure which is a Kedusha A, and there's a structure of Kedusha B. Structure which lends all the shlichus is Kedusha of a ma'isa, of an action. A structure which doesn't lend itself is that there's a Kedusha of responsibility. But it goes by the structure of the mitzvah itself. And as Rapapi's idea was, Rapapi held that you're making you're giving shevach, that you're commanded in the mitzvah. Okay, so let's say in Mila. Okay, Mila, you could use a shliach. But the father could say, God commanded me to do Mila. He did command me to do Mila. It just happens to be I could use a shliach.
What do you use
al? What?
What determines it?
You don't use al. Oh, if the moel does it, the agent does it, he was not commanded to do Mila.
Oh.
Someone else does it. In the mitzvah itself, if you're looking at the abstract mitzvah itself, there's two guys. There's the person who was commanded, and someone who was not commanded, an agent. So if you were commanded, then you relate the commandment relates to you. So you say la. If you were not commanded, it doesn't relate to you. Who cares whether you could farm it out or not? It has nothing to do with it. So the question is, you're giving praise on the institution. The institution focused in on a particular person. If you were the one who was focused on, now what did it tell you to do? Did it tell you to act or to tell you to make sure something takes place? That's irrelevant. The point is, you are burdened with responsibility with the chiyuv of the mitzvah. What you have to do, whatever, that's a particular, it's irrelevant. Point is, if you're commanded, then you say le, you're not commanded, say al. That was Rapapi. Rapapa is saying is, no, we don't just go by, doesn't just go, were you commanded, or was the commandment given to you or not. They say, what type of commandment was it? Was it a commandment of ma'isa, of acting, or was it a commandment of be responsible for so-and-so? And that's a different kedusha of a mitzvah. But again, it goes by the structure of the mitzvah. Is it a structure which demands action, or a structure which demands a responsibility, a goal? But it doesn't go by how a given individual who performs the mitzvah benefits or experiences in the mitzvah. It doesn't go by that. It goes by, it's still in terms of the structure. So it's close to Rapapi in a certain sense, is that it's, or closer to Rapapi than we initially thought, because it still is going in the abstract structure, but it's not just, it's not shevach just on the mitzvah, but it's on the kedusha of the mitzvah, which in which case mitzvahs break down based upon the nature of their structure. With me? Okay. So I just want to say simple, is that maybe the Riva doesn't go for that. The Riva really holds that old way. That the Riva holds that what really the mitzvahs are, the shevach reflects the kedusha of the mitzvah in practical. not just doesn't go by the abstract structure of the Kedusha. It just goes by, you're giving Shevach on the fact that mitzvos are vehicles of perfection. And you reflect the nature of the perfection which this mitzvah affords the person. Okay, what is the perfection a person gets out of so-and-so mitzvah? So I don't care about what's the abstract structure of the thing. Bottom line is, what's the perfection of the mitzvah? Is the perfection of the mitzvah one which I'm going to act? Or is the perfection of the mitzvah one in which I'm going to be, I have a responsibility? Okay, and therefore you have a question. Is why Nech Hanukkah, on the surface, you'll say the perfection of the mitzvah is one where you have responsibility. Right? It's only your responsibility because you don't have to light. You can use someone else to light. And even if you'll tell me the fancy move that the abstract gavra is the household, who cares? Bottom line is, the perfection of the mitzvah doesn't go by the abstract halakhic structure. It goes by the practicalities of the thing. I tell my father to light. I tell the rabbi or whatever. I don't have to light. There's no such in the practicalities of it. There's no idea. Well, the gavra is the household. But that's very nice in the abstract structure. Practicalities of the thing is what's the kedusha that I get? It would seem it's the one I could farm it out. It's not a kedusha that I have to act. But he says, but his answer is since you're saying is that the kedusha is what is the practical benefit the person gets from the mitzvah, and since the mitzvah is one which is pirsum haneis, publicizing the miracle, and since there is a natural love of the miracle, in which case almost everyone, basically everyone, lights the candle and does the bottom line is. With the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah result in everybody lighting candles in their houses and getting the perfection of lighting candles in their houses. Now, even though it's not 100% mandatory that you do that, but bottom line is the you're giving shevach on the mitzvos and the manner in which they perfect you. So the way in which Ner Chanukah perfects you is perfection so far as mitzvah is concerned, because you that's what you do. See, the Ron would never go for this because the Ron is talking about the abstract halachic structure of the thing. So who cares what people usually do? That's irrelevant. But if he says that the Shevach is, that you're giving Shevach for the fact that God gave me an opportunity of perfection, a certain type of perfection through this mitzvah, the type of perfection that we get from the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the perfection of action. Why? Because Orach HaDeMelseh, that's what people do. Everyone lights. That's what everyone does. They ask anybody, what's the perfection of Chanukah? Oh, that we able to sit and light the candles.
Why don't you say
Bir Chametz, though, Bir Chametz is not true. I guess that's what you're saying. Some people do it personally, some people use a shliach. So therefore, the perfection of the Bir Chametz is one that you make sure it gets done. And there are different ways of making sure it gets done. Some people do it on their own. Some people are going to the hotel and they're not going to be there. It doesn't matter if you... I don't mean practically at this very moment are you acting or you're not acting. Because the perfection of a responsibility means I'm responsible to make sure it gets done. Sometimes right. I could do it personally, sometimes I could do it with someone else. But right. The nature of the perfection, even when I'm doing it personally, that's just the manner in which I'm taking care of my responsibility. But it was something where I always act. So then the perfection is a perfection of acting. It's not a perfection of responsibility. But once it could go both ways, some people do this, some people do it that way, so then the way in which people relate to the mitzvah is, oh, I have, like Mila, well, I have this thing, I relate to this thing, it's something I got to get done. And if I know how to do it, I'll do it this. If I don't know how to do it, I won't do it. So I mean, Mila's maybe a little bit, not the best.
Again, so Ner Chanukah is what now?
Ner Chanukah, what's saying is that the perfection of Ner Chanukah, the way that Ner Chanukah is set up, it's based on the Nath. The perfection of Ner Chanukah is that every person is going to be involved in the action of lighting candles on Chanukah. And therefore, it's a perfection of actions. And even though, in terms of the technical halachic structure, it's a structure really of a responsibility, not of an action, but in terms of the perfection of the thing, the mitzvah practically includes the fact that it's a Nath, and there's a natural psychology of a love of the Nath, and everyone wants to do it. So therefore, the perfection which is attained from the struggle. You even praise God over the so God or the Rabbanon, based on God, set up a mitzvah which engenders the perfection of action. Does it have to? It doesn't have to, but that's part of the Chazal knew, human nature, and that's what's going to happen. So the mitzvah, bottom line is, it's a mitzvah which a person is, involves the perfection, involves your action. It does involve that perfection. So you're giving Shevach on the mitzvah as a vehicle of perfection. So it takes into account the psychology of the thing. And I'd say by halal also. See, by halal also is that bottom line is, technically speaking, it's true. Technically speaking, it's true that all you got to do is sit there quietly in the middle of halal. But that's not really the way the mitzvah is supposed to be. Halachia yotze, yes. Halachia, you're okay if you do that. It's not really the way the mitzvah is supposed to be. It's a mitzvah really for everyone to be involved, and everyone is involved. And the perfection of the mitzvah of halal is a perfection which comes about through an interaction and through you being active in the thing. Okay, that's the nature of the perfection of the thing. And, you know, it's true, technically speaking, the structure is really Shemek Ona works, and you can't say I didn't do it if I did Shemek Ona, because look, technically it's as if I said it. But that's not the bottom line is, because of the mitzvah to do it, is the perfection of the mitzvah is really one which engages the person, and the person's involved in it. And he's not saying it's a mitzvah for you to say it on your own. No, you're in a tzibur, the way it's supposed to be, the shatz does it. But it's supposed to be like an interactive thing. The mitzvah is for it to be an interactive thing, and for them people to be involved also. So therefore, the mitzvah, the real perfection of the mitzvah is where you're engaged. The mitzvah is really, you should be engaged, and that's the mitzvah, and that's what you should do. So that's the real perfection of the halal, is it does where you are engaged. Just saying is because of the fact that it's speech, and speech could work through Shemek Ona, you can't say the guy isn't Phil's mitzvah if he doesn't speak.
Yeah, I'm just missing a fact, but
this point is, when you go by the perfection of the mitzvahs, you don't just go by what's absolutely mandatory and necessary. You go by the bottom line, Kedusha of the mitzvah, which will involve kiyumim, mitzvahs, the way you're supposed to do it. And not only that, it will even involve things which you're not supposed to, but that's the psychology of the mitzvah, and people will do it. That's a chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush by Nechanukah, because right. You don't even have to. You're not supposed to even. It just that's the psychology. But the point is that these are factors which, in terms of the perfection of the mitzvah, goes by what's the real way to do the mitzvah, and what's the real way people are going to do the mitzvah. That's also the perfection of the mitzvah, because that's the way people relate to it, and that's the perfection is based upon that. It includes that. Perfection of the mitzvah is how do you relate to the thing. It's true, that's pointing out. I mean, it seems to be that by Hanukkah, the Ron's holding that there's no mitzvah, there's no real kiyum for you to do on your own. You're not supposed to do it on your own. I mean, you could, but it's not because there's a mitzvah to it. It's just that's what people do. But supposed by Hallel, he's not mentioning what people do. It seems even people didn't do it. It's just the structure of the mitzvah is such that you're really supposed to. So it seems like either one of them will say they will render that the perfection of the mitzvah. If the structure is such that you're supposed to do it that way, then it's the perfection of the mitzvah is one of the gavra. And even if the structure is not that way, but if the bottom line reality is such that the people are, then you give shat shavah. It's interesting. I mean, maybe it's worth thinking about a little bit, but it sounds like that's what he's saying. Yeah, and then I think the truma, what about the truma? I think the truma also is, he says, by truma, bottom line, what's happening here? So he says, by truma, you're using an agent. Your agent is separating the truma for you. Right? And the Ron said, yeah. But bottom line is, you need your das. So the real structure of the mitzvah, the essence of the thing is your das. And the abstract structure of the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is your das. And that can only be done by you. So the shliach, when he just bottled in terms of the conceptual structure of the mitzvah, the essence is the abstract, the mind, and the action is just icing on the cake. And the essence of the mitzvah really is only done by you, and therefore we say le, right? But so what about according to the Riva? So why does the Riva say al? Yeah, because his bottom line is the person, it's a mitzvah, the person relates to, is something which he could farm out. Now, it's true, when he farms it out, he has to have the das. So that's true. But bottom line, the practical reality is that truma is not the kind of mitzvah that you relate to. Is I got to do it. Well, I have to think? I mean, yeah, okay, so I'll tell the guy to do it, and then I'm rethinking. So it's not like, what do I have to do? It's not something that I feel I have to, what do I have to do? I have to think that. That's, in terms of the abstract halakhic structure, that's important. That's the essence of the thing. But I mean, practically speaking, the nature of the mitzvah is one where I feel I don't relate to it as something that I have to get up and do. Perfection doesn't go by, terms of the perfection, it's not what you're thinking in the abstract. It's going to be based upon what do I have to do? So what I have to do is I tell my shliach, I say, hey, could you please go and pick up my fruits or separate my fruits for me? So I relate to it as a mitzvah, which is a responsibility. But the Ron, who's going by the abstract structure, the halachic structure of the mitzvah, is it one which is through shliach or not? So you go by the essence of the mitzvah, and the essence of the mitzvah is not one of shliach. So the Kedusha sets itself up halachically according to the Ron. So even though practically speaking a guy is going to basically give it to his shliach, but the halachic structure, you go by the essence of the mitzvah, and that has to be done by you. Sure, they're asking. It is a good point. So the Yehuda's asking, so they're asking, what about if you had a mitzvah? Back to the Hanukkah thing, where it goes by what's normal. Let's say you had a mitzvah. Let's say it was by Truma. People never use the shliach because they don't trust their shliach with their produce. And the society where everyone's very nervous about, it was irresponsible shliach. So let's say that were the case. So would you say the same thing? That would be the normal thing is that everyone does it personally. So it could be, I'd say no. I mean, it's like as David's point is that the way I would say it is that then I'd say is that essentially relate to it as a responsibility. It's a mitzvah of a responsibility. But I choose personally, each guy chooses to fulfill responsibility on his own and not through a shliach because he doesn't trust the shliach. Yeah, that's just still, bottom line is you relate to it as a responsibility. Because there's no intrinsically really, every guy knows I can do myself with the shliach. It's just that I don't trust my shliach. So, but essentially the nature, the way it's related to is responsibility with like an extrinsic idea thing that I don't trust my shliach. But in Ner Chanukah, it's like the nature of the mitzvah is the mitzvah of piersum. Right, this is what you're saying here. There's the nature of the mitzvah of piersum. Piersum means to think about the miracle and publicize the miracle, and that intrinsically will bring on the psychology that people will do it on their own. So it's like built into the mitzvah, it's a component of the mitzvah. It's not some extraneous thing of people not trusting shluchim. It's like built into the mitzvah itself is such that it will move the people. It's a kind of mitzvah, it will move people and people will be involved in it on their own. The perfection will be them acting on it. So even though technically speaking, a guy has the right to say, I don't want to. But the nature of the mitzvah as such is the one that involves actions. But if it were some totally extraneous thing, then it wouldn't register on the nature of the mitzvah. That's why he doesn't just say that's what people usually do. It's because of the Chavivus HaNes. And I guess by Shabbos also you'll have to say it's because of the Chavivus HaShabbos or Oneg Shabbos or something like that. He doesn't explain really. But there it's like the mitzvah Shabbos candles is also just a pleasant experience on Shabbos. So could be there's a psychology of that also. I mean, he doesn't explain it, so it's hard to guess. But so now we're on to tefillah. So tefillah is difficult because tefillah, the Ron's saying, is when you go in the mikvah, you can't use the shliach. Right? You have to go in the mikvah. Personally, it's the job in the mikvah, so you can't, right? So therefore, you should say leh. Riva, right? The riva. So you should say leh. He says, no, but since when you dip kalim in the mikvah, when you immerse utensils, that you can use a shliach, so low plug. They didn't differentiate and they just said, oh. The question is, yeah, but they're two totally different institutions. And the basis of them is different. The basis of them is different. Because one of them is based upon Avodah Zarah, Kalim, whatever utensils are Gayim, and another one is based upon Toma, they're touching some sort of different, dead body, let's say, or whatever, a bug. And the whole action, for the different text of the bracha, and it's also a different, it's different. The ones you're dipping in a thing in the mikvah, the other one you're going in the mikvah. I mean, they're two totally different things. I mean, yeah, I guess they both involve the mikvah. So what does that mean, low plug? What's it about? What do you say? You could do tefillah, because you have these two things, like actions, really, and then there are things like we have to do, like results, a goal, so to speak. And goals you can do through shliach, and actions you intrinsically you must do, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you say? How do you look at tefillah of yourself? Tefillah of your body. Is that like, would you say that's like an action, or would you say that's like a goal, or an effect? Can you use a shliach for yourself?
No,
right? I mean, it doesn't make sense. But is it the? Can you look at this? Is the reason why you can't use a shliach the same way as the reason why you can't use a shliach for eating matzah? Let's say. Right. So they're exactly that. See, mikvah is not really an action. It's not a halacha that you have to do the action of entering the mikvah. Like they have to do the action of eating matzah. It's not true. It could have said that. You could have learned that way. And if that were the case, if you learned that the halacha is it's an action of immersing yourself, then it's absolutely totally different from tefillas kelim. Because that's not an action. Tefillas kelim means you have to make sure that the kli gets immersed. And this is like an action of, it's like a human activity of going swimming. It's not It's not the idea really. The idea really is that you, that a kli is tamei and an or kli is whatever. In order for the kli to be usable, it has to get immersed. In order for you to be usable, so to speak, you have to be immersed. And your body is like a kli. It's just that when it comes to your body, obviously you can't use a shliach because you are your body. You can't have someone dip you in the mikvah. I mean, now you could.
It wouldn't matter if someone pushed you in there.
Yeah, right. It would work. It would work if someone told you in the mikvah. I mean, that's fine. But I mean, you don't call that someone else doing it. Then you call you going in the mikvah. So it's like, accidentally speaking, you can't use a shliach. But not because it's essentially. Essentially, really, it's the same exact thing as tefillas kelim.
Because
that you happen to be the chafza.
You're not
right?
A duar of the maisa.
Exactly. You happen to be the chafza. So therefore, since you are the object which is being immersed, so you have to act. You can't have a shliach do it, because even if shliach did it, you'd be doing it. And you have a secondary guy, and you're the guy, you're the actor. Right? So really, in a certain sense, you have basically have this whole category of immersing objects. And on immersing objects, it's an institution which really could be done with an agent. And therefore you say, oh, because it's something which is not an action, it's just an all thing. It just happens to be that one of the objects which is immersed happens to be yourself. And when it's yourself, you can't use an agent, accidentally speaking, you can't use an agent. But that's not sufficient to set a class in its own right and to say, oh, this is a whole different thing. It's not really a whole different thing. That's just a practical result. That one can't be the shliach, another one's good, you know, could be the shliach. But essentially, conceptually, that also could be the shliach. They just, practically speaking, they can't be. But it's really false as a low plug. It's not. You look at it and you think, these are two totally different actions. One is going in the mikvah, another one is dipping a utensil in there. It's not true. They're dipping they're really one thing. They're one action. It's the same exact thing as dipping a kli in the mikvah, giving yourself in the mikvah. It just happens to be that you are the kli. Okay, but essentially, it's really one. It's the same exact thing. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. It's just that it's accidentally different. We're saying that's low plug. That's low plug. And the fact that it's a different institution philosophically or whatever, the basis of it, that doesn't matter. I mean, in terms of the action, it's the same thing. It's immersing. In fact, the reason why you're immersing for your tumah is because your tumah and came to make this. The reason why you're doing the kli is because it's avodah zarah. That doesn't matter. I mean, the action is the action of tefillah. Same action of tefillah. The basis of it is not relevant. It's the action. What I'm saying, the havamino, I guess this is if you don't define havamino skana, a havamino would be that the act tefilas adam is like an action, a human action. In which case, it has nothing to do with tefilas kelim. In which case, tefilas kelim is all, but tefilas adam should be left. Because it's a human action, it can do a shliach. Whereas this maskana is, no, it's not true. Tefilas adam really is the same as tefilas kelim. It's just, you're just a chafta. You just happen to be the object which is going in the mikvah, in which case it really comes the same thing as tefillas kelim. And then the fact that you can't use the shliach is accidental, and it's not going to set up its own category. It's still going to go, still going to be al because of shliach. Okay, that's his first.
It's like a separate point from his.
Yeah, it's a separate point. It's not, that's what I'm saying. This doesn't really relate to his idea as opposed to the Ramza. He's taking up the problem, which for every reason Ramza didn't take up. Could be the Rambam would take it up the same way if he took
right.
it up. Right, exactly. Not every point. That's why, again, I think I wanted to take up the point where he differs from the Ran, because that relates to the sense of Svara. But there are other points, like, for instance, within the Ran, the Sfiras Omer being a continuation of the Omer didn't relate to the Ran's central point either. I mean, there's.
Right.
Doesn't
it's
necessarily.
Like clearing up mis ideas you might have.
Right, exactly. That's why it's interesting, is this Sugya involves two Sugya, or. Two types of issues. Issues about bracha, and then issues about mitzvahs. So this is what we're doing is about tefillah. It's not really about bracha. It touches on bracha, but the move here is not a move about bracha. It's a move about tefillah. There's a second answer. The Rambam gives a second answer. The Rambam gives another answer. Is because of the tefillah of the ger. So the ger is since the ger is a human being, he goes in and he has to do it afterwards. He'll say al because it's afterwards. So too here. So that's hopefully we'll try that for next time. Is what's the second answer? Doesn't he like about his first answer? What's the second answer? Then also we have let's just see the word here. Sphere is a hard one. And also we have tefillin. I remember that one, tefillin bimitzvahs. That funny text bimitzvahs.
Yeah, okay.
And then Svira, right. That's Svira. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so those are the few. The second answer by Tefila, Tefillin, and Sephira. Okay, so hopefully that should keep us. Probably, maybe we'll cover those tomorrow. Who knows?